I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Edward Auer Summer Piano Workshop comes to the Jacobs School. Performances in the evening and afternoons, Thursday, July 20th, right through Friday, July 28th. The feature of this year's The Beethoven Piano Concerto Project, all five of the concertos performed on afternoons on Saturday, July 22nd, and Sunday, July 23rd, with full orchestra, conducted by Eugene Albulescu. Our guests are the founder of the Edward Auer Piano Workshop and the coordinator, Junghwa Moon Auer. They're also performing as part of the summer. Edward, this has been going on for nearly two decades. How did this get started?
Very modestly. I thought, well, maybe I'll do a little Chopin workshop at IU. I got a few students, one or two of mine, and there were maybe four others, and we had a couple of days of workshop, and then everybody went home. And the next year, more or less, the same thing happened. When Junghwa came to America and we married, she had a look at this workshop, and said, well, I think we can do better than this. And so she's been expanding it very successfully. And we now have nine guest artists and faculty members. We have 40 students. It's going, instead of for 3 days as it did at first, this will be running for 12 days. It's highly international. 80% of the students and faculty are from out of the United States.
The piano workshop begins on Thursday, July 20th, with a solo recital by one of the guest artists and teachers, Michael Szymanowski, playing music of Chopin, Karl Szymanowski, and Paderewski at 8 o'clock in our hall. But the central feature of this year is the Beethoven piano concertos.
If anyone asks us how long have we been thinking, probably about 10 years, but it was always just a dream. Five different soloists and organized orchestra and the right conductor. It has been just a dream. But all I can say now is it'll happen.
And Junghwa, you play the first of the Beethoven piano
concertos. I always just loved it. The second movement is unusually romantic and absolutely enchanted and sweet and just loving. Third movement is probably the happiest movement of Beethoven. I think you already hear the giant genius, even when he was young.
Then my wonderful colleague from the Guildhall School in London, Peter Bithell, will play the second concerto. And the third concerto will be played by the winner of a competition that we are holding for the honor of playing that concerto with the orchestra.
Then Sunday, Jerome Lowenthal plays the number four.
Jerome Lowenthal is actually another inspiration that we wanted to have this project. He has played number four so many times. He even arrives on that day. And just short 1 hour rehearsal, and then he will play. He's just absolutely so busy, but we had to have him for number four.
And Edward, you have the honor of playing the final, the number five.
It's been with me longer than most other concertos. Many pianists would say they prefer the fourth concerto, and I feel as though it would be so cool to be one of those. I actually prefer playing the fifth. It has plenty of the beautiful, almost mystical quality of the fourth concerto, but it has a lot of open and healthy grandeur about it, too.
Edward Auer and Junghwa Moon Auer, the Edward Auer Summer Piano Workshop 2017. It begins on Thursday night with a solo concert by Michael Szymanowski at 8 in our hall, continues with the Beethoven Piano Concerto Project on Saturday and Sunday at 4 in our hall, and then continues with concerts on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday right up until July 28th. More details about that at wfiu.org. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.